Hello, it's Michael Bozy. Welcome to the podcast. And I know I've been an absent host lately. I recognize that. But that's what today's episode is about. All right, so the reason that I haven't been around lately, haven't been producing podcast episodes, is I've been spending a lot more time recently on the music side of me, and I'll cut right to it. Want to announce that I've released my first studio single in 10 years. I won't get into all the reasons why it's been 10 years' time, but I'm really excited about this new song. I'm going to be releasing these as a series of singles. I've got about 10 songs in process, and this one's the first. It's called Leaving, and it's available on all streaming platforms. I left links in the show notes for you for your convenience. But you can just look up Michael Bozy, my name, plus Leaving, and you'll find it anywhere that you stream your music. Now, two more things about this. First, this song is about transitions. I started this quite some time ago, but finished it during pandemic. I was writing a lot of songs, and you know, to me personally, I feel like I'm in a transition period myself. And let's face it, for better or worse, transitions are the interesting parts of life. And you know, that's true in music too. Watch a band on stage, for instance. Everything comes down to how the transitions go, right? If you can move from one section to another and do so with some excitement or anticipation, they really are the crux of the song. And you can hear this in recorded music too, but it becomes really, really clear when you see musicians on stage doing this. Now, I've been performing live a lot recently as well, and in my live shows, people respond to this song, and I think it's because just think people can relate to it, because it's, I think everyone feels like they're in transition now, right? Like the world is different than it was a couple years ago. And people have reevaluated their priorities. A lot of my friends and other folks that I know have started to make transitions, have made changes in their life, spurred on by, you know, the changes in our culture right now, the changes in society, all these things that are happening that I just think people have reflected and have decided to go forward in a different direction in a small way and some in large ways. And I think this is good. Like I said, for better or worse, for good or for bad, transition points are, you know, the key parts of life. They're the things that we remember, often because they come with great joy or great trauma or whatever. But that's my view on it. And I guess the second thing that I'll say is that being in a period of transition personally, I'm trying to take this side of me a little bit more seriously, the musician side, the songwriter, the performer. And yes, this is, you know, my first single in a long time, but it's also the first of a set of new singles. I've got 10 songs in process. This is one of 10. And this is the result of, again, over a pandemic, you know, doing a lot more writing and doing a lot more performing. But there's also the business side of this too. And I've spent the past few months getting that in order as well. So that means getting a publisher set up, so that I can issue ISRC codes and UPCs, getting a distributor, joining a professional rights organization like ASCAP, getting things in place so that I can collect royalties for performances, for mechanical royalties. All of that, I've, you know, fumbled my way through to learn the business of it. It's complex, I will say. And keep in mind, this is from someone who is very well versed in a media and publishing environment, and it's still confusing. So I've devoted a lot of time to getting all that set up properly, look, not that I expect this to be a career or anything. I don't expect to be able to support myself on this, but I got to at least put myself in a position that if it does take off, that I'm prepared. And we'll see, right? I figured I kind of wanted to learn it anyway, so I took the time to do that. And I guess what I'll say about that is, and in the way that it relates to, you know, this podcast, is if you or any friends of yours who are musicians wish to know about this, by all means, I would like to be able to help. I know I tend to focus on, obviously, the marketing side of things, the business side of things, especially small businesses on this podcast. So talking about the creative side, like, you know, being a musician or songwriter isn't exactly what you signed up for here on this podcast. But running a business as an independent artist is the thing that you might be interested in. So anyway, if you're interested in hearing that, I know there are a lot of musicians on my list here and a lot of folks who are subscribers who are musicians. If you want to learn more about that, I'd be happy to do episodes that sort of lay out all these things that are in the admin side of being a songwriter and a publisher in the music industry. Because like I said, I learned it the hard way over the past few months. All right, I guess I'll leave it there. And look, I know that this is not the type of thing that you signed up for when you signed up for this podcast. I get that. So I appreciate your time and listening if this is not something that's been of interest to you. And in future episodes, I don't think that I'm going to be giving updates on this podcast about the music side of me, or at least, you know, future releases, these singles that are coming up. So if you are interested in that, I would invite you to subscribe to my other list, my music-related list, and also for personal updates. That's at michaelbosey.com/subscribe. Left a link in the show notes for you. Or to join my Patreon community, to give ongoing support for this, you know, do early releases, sort of behind the scenes type of stuff, and also free downloads of, you know, of all the music that I produce as well, since all my patrons are giving me ongoing support so that I can sustain this side of it. So anyway, I invite you to that as well. All right, last thing I'll say is I hope you enjoy the song, and hit me up with what you think of it. I would love to hear your feedback, either via email or social or whatever. I'd love to hear from you. So anyway, thank you for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.